All right, so let's dive into something that's been kind of making waves here in Florida. New condo regulations. Imagine you snagged your dream condo, like maybe a beachfront place with those killer sunrise views, but then boom, new rules drop and suddenly everybody's talking about these reserve studies and inspections.
Yeah, it's definitely been a hot topic, especially after what happened in Surfside.
Exactly. This Miami Herald article lays it all out and we're going to unpack it together. You want to know how these changes impact you as a condo owner, right? So first things first, why all the fuss now?
Well, you can't talk about these new regulations without talking about Surfside. That tragedy really exposed a harsh truth. A lot of buildings were playing catch-up on maintenance, and the lack of adequate reserves played a role in that disaster.
It's a stark reminder that this isn't just about numbers on a balance sheet. It's about people's lives.
Absolutely. It's about ensuring that these high rises we call home are safe and sound for years to come. So Florida lawmakers stepped in with these new rules, aiming to shift things from reactive to proactive.
Okay, so what's actually changed? Give me the rundown.
The biggest change is mandatory structural inspections. Now, every condo building, three stories or higher, has to get a thorough inspection every 10 years. Think of it like a checkup for your building, making sure everything is structurally sound.
So catching those potential issues before they become major headaches or worse.
Precisely. And based on those inspections, condo associations have to create something called a reserve study. It's basically a long-term financial plan outlining all the expected costs for future repairs and upgrades, roofing, elevators, you name it.
Like a rainy day fund for the whole building, but way less fun to think about.
Exactly. But here's the catch: no more waiving those monthly contributions to the reserves. Condo associations are now required to actually fund those reserves, which, as you can imagine, has sparked some debate.
Yeah, I bet. No one loves the idea of higher monthly fees, especially with everything else getting more expensive. But avoiding a massive special assessment down the line probably feels pretty good, right?
That's the trade-off. These new rules essentially create a forced savings plan. It might sting now, but it's designed to protect owners from those huge, unexpected bills later on.
And it's not just about avoiding those nightmare scenarios for owners. This article mentioned that lenders and insurance companies are now scrutinizing condo finances a lot more closely.
That's right. They're looking at these reserve studies and saying, okay, does this building have a solid plan for the future, or are we looking at a potential risk?
So if a building's reserve situation is shaky, could that affect things like loan approvals or insurance premiums? Because that's a whole other level of impact, right?
Absolutely. Lenders are in the business of managing risk, and a building with insufficient reserves is a red flag. They might deny loans altogether or jack up interest rates, making it harder for people to buy or sell units.
So suddenly these reserve studies aren't just some paperwork for the condo board to deal with. They're impacting individual owners in a real way.
Exactly. And insurance companies are on the same page. They might deny coverage or significantly increase premiums if a building doesn't have its financial act together. They see it as a major liability.
So condo associations are caught between a rock and a hard place, huh? Start contributing to reserves, now potentially facing pushback from owners, or delay and risk getting slammed by lenders and insurers down the road.
It's a tough choice. But you know, it adds another layer of pressure.
Wait on me.
State Representative Vicky Lopez is planning to introduce penalties for non-compliant condos starting in 2025. So the clock is ticking and the stakes are getting higher.
The deadline for those inspection reports is December 31st, 2024.
Right, that's right. And reserve contributions are supposed to start in 2025, though there is a potential one-year delay option.
But even with that delay, it seems like these changes are going to have a major impact on the condo landscape here in Florida. So let's break down exactly what that impact could look like for owners like you after a quick.
Hold on. Before we move on, I think we need to address something crucial here. We've talked about the financials, the inspections, the deadlines, but what does all of this actually mean for the people living in these buildings?
That's a great point. We can't forget about the human side of this story.
Exactly. We've got to talk about peace of mind. Knowing that your building is structurally sound, that there's a plan in place for the future, that's invaluable. These regulations, as much as they're about finances, are about creating safer, more secure communities.
Because at the end of the day, a condo isn't just an investment, it's your home.
Exactly. And for a lot of people, it's their biggest investment. So let's dig into how these new rules could affect that investment, both positively and negatively. So we've got this interesting dynamic brewing. These regulations are meant to protect condo owners, but they also come with a price tag. Let's look at how this might play out for someone who's thinking of buying a condo in Florida.
Yeah, are we talking sticker shock on those closing costs?
Potentially. Think about it. Buyers are now going to be looking at those reserve studies like never before. If a building has been proactive, diligently funding their reserves and planning for the future, it becomes a selling point.
It's like a stamp of approval, showing that this building is well-managed and financially stable.
Exactly. But on the flip side, buildings that haven't been so proactive might face challenges. Those increased costs for reserve contributions could translate into significantly higher association fees.
Ouch. And in a competitive market like Florida, buyers have options. They might be more inclined to go for the condo with lower monthly fees, even if it means potentially facing larger assessments down the line.
It's a gamble. And savvy buyers are going to factor that into their decision making. They're going to be asking tough questions about those reserve studies and scrutinizing the building's financial health.
So it's almost like a new layer of due diligence for condo buyers. It's not just about checking for a fresh coat of paint and updated appliances anymore.
Right. It's about looking under the hood and understanding the long-term financial picture of the building. And that increased scrutiny could impact property values as well.
So we could see a divide emerging in the market.
Mm.
Condos that are in good financial shape with healthy reserves might command higher prices, while those lagging behind could struggle to attract buyers.
It's certainly possible, and that's where things get really interesting, because this shift in buyer behavior could have a ripple effect on developers as well.
They're probably watching all of this unfold very closely.
Absolutely. They're now going to have to factor these regulations into their construction costs and pricing strategies from the get-go.
It's not just about building a flashy new condo tower anymore. It's about anticipating those long-term maintenance costs and making sure the building can stand the test of time, both physically and financially.
And that might mean prioritizing certain building features. Think energy-efficient appliances, durable materials, things that minimize those long-term maintenance headaches.
Smart choices up front to avoid bigger bills down the road.
Exactly. And, you know, there's another angle to consider here, the potential impact on affordability.
You mean how these increased costs might price some people out of the condo market altogether?
That's a valid concern. Condos have traditionally been a more affordable entry point into homeownership, especially here in Florida. But if those association fees keep climbing, it could create a barrier for some buyers.
And we're already seeing those concerns play out in some communities. The article mentioned that some condo owners in Sunny Isles Beach are facing monthly association fees of over $800.
That's a significant chunk of change.
Yeah.
And it highlights the potential trade-offs we're talking about. Increased safety and financial stability, but at a higher cost.
Well, it's a balancing act. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out in the coming years. Will we see those costs continue to rise? Will developers find innovative ways to build more sustainably and minimize those long-term expenses?
Those are the million-dollar questions. And I think the answers are going to shape the future of the condo market here in Florida.
Speaking of shaping the future, this whole situation makes me wonder about the potential social impact.
You mean how these changes might affect the demographics of condo communities?
Exactly. Could we see a shift towards older, more affluent residents who can more easily absorb those higher costs? And what about younger buyers or those on fixed incomes? Could these regulations make condo living less accessible for them?
Those are important questions, and they get to the heart of what we're talking about here. These new regulations are about more than just bricks and mortar or dollars and cents. They're about shaping the kind of communities we want to live in.
And those communities are complex and constantly evolving. It's not just about who can afford to live there. It's about creating spaces that are diverse, inclusive, and vibrant. So as these regulations take effect, we need to be mindful of those broader social implications.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, a thriving community is one that works for everyone.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, this brings us back to something you mentioned earlier, peace of mind. It's not just about knowing that your building is structurally sound. It's also about feeling like you belong. Like you're part of a community that cares.
That's a powerful point. And it's something that goes beyond any regulation or inspection. It's about fostering a sense of shared responsibility and looking out for one another.
It's about recognizing that we're all in this together.
Mm.
And that's a message that resonates far beyond the walls of any condo building.
It certainly does. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've explored the new regulations, the potential impact on buyers, sellers, developers, and even the broader community.
We've talked about finances, safety, and the importance of thinking long term.
But I think there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to address. We've discussed the potential downsides of these regulations and the increased costs, the potential impact on affordability. But what about the potential upsides?
That's a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the negatives, but there's always another side to the story. What are some of the positive outcomes we might see from these changes?
Well, for starters, increased transparency. These regulations are forcing condo associations to be more open about their finances and long-term planning. That's a good thing for everyone involved.
It builds trust and accountability.
Exactly. And it empowers owners to be more informed and engaged in the decision-making process.
So rather than feeling like they're in the dark about what's happening with their building, they can actively participate in shaping its future.
Precisely. And that increased engagement can lead to a stronger sense of community.
It's like that old saying, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly. When owners are informed, engaged, and working together towards a common goal, it benefits everyone.
And those benefits extend beyond just the individual condo community. If we start seeing widespread improvements in building safety and financial stability, it could have a positive impact on the entire Florida real estate market.
That's a great point. It could enhance Florida's reputation as a desirable place to live, invest, and retire.
So while these new regulations might feel like a burden in the short term, they have the potential to create a more sustainable, resilient, and thriving condo market in the long run.
That's the hope. And I think it's a hope worth holding on to.
It's fascinating to think about how these changes might kind of reshape the very fabric of condo living in Florida. We've talked about the financial and safety aspects, but there's a human element here that's just as important.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, this is about people's homes, their communities, their sense of security.
And those things are priceless. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder. We've explored the potential upsides and downsides of these new regulations, but the real question is, what does this mean for the future of Florida's condo communities?
It's a question that's going to play out over the coming years. Will these changes lead to stronger, more resilient communities? Or will they create new challenges and divisions?
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. But by understanding the nuances, the potential benefits, and the potential pitfalls, we can all be more informed participants in shaping that future.
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility. Owners, associations, developers, lawmakers, we all have a role to play in creating a condo landscape that works for everyone.
And that's what it all boils down to, creating a Florida where everyone can feel safe, secure, and proud to call their condo home.
Well said. It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
Likewise. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.